In the second parak, we continue discussing the dinim of Megillas Tainus, the different Yom Tovim that were established, which were days that certain wonderful things happened to Klal Yisrael, and therefore they're usher in Hesped / Tainus. Some are usher only in Tainus, and some are usher even in Hesped. Now, yesterday we started to come already on the bottom of the Zion Beis. We're going to pick it up from Amar Mar, three lines off at the bottom, just one point on the Gemara we left off with yesterday. The Gemara had said that, just a quick chazara, it'll come up again today's daf. Regardless, the first 8 days of Nisan are days that are asur in Hesped, even in Hesped. Why? Because Chamim beat out the Tzdukim in the argument about where the funds for the Tamid can come from. The Tzdukim held it can come from private funds. Chamim held it has to come from the Tzibur. The carbon time is a carbon seber. And once they won that argument, it was established that they made a yomtiv from Rosh Chodesh Nisan through the 8th day of Nisan, a yomtiv to celebrate that defeating the Tzdukim. The next defeating of the Tzdukim was regarding when Shavuah should be. The pasuk says, "Usfarkim lechemi machras haShabbos." Machras Shabbos means the morning after Shabbos is when you start to count the 49 days of Sefirah. The Tzdukim read the pasuk literally. They read the pasuk the morning after Shabbos. So whenever Pesach starts, it doesn't make a difference what day of the week it is. You wait till the first Shabbos of Pesach, and then Sunday you start to count of Omer. That is the Tzdukim's mahalach. We of course don't do that. We count the Omer from the second day of Pesach every year, no matter when Pesach falls out. Why? Because we learn that machras haShabbos means Pesach, the first day of Pesach, is like a Shabbos, is a Yom Tov. So we start counting for the second day of Pesach, and therefore Shavuos is always 49 days after the from the second day of Pesach. Okay, 50 days. From the second day of Pesach. The Chum won that argument, and they establish Yom Tov from the 8th day, which the Gemara is going to ask, you're overlapping. Another Yom Tov from the 8th day of Nisan, all the way till the end of Pesach, to the end of Pesach, was also a Yom Tov. Again, Usher in Hespin, and certainly in Titus. So the Gemara then just asked, that I'm just going over outside the Gemara from yesterday. So why do they need a Yom Tov to start from Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Let the Yom Tov start for the Talmud from Beis Nisan, because Rosh Chodesh anyway is prohibited in fasting and in Hesped. Rosh Chodesh anyway has its own Isser, so they don't have to establish a new Yom Tov for Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh was already existing. So the Gemara explains, because the Yom Tov that the Chacham made in Megillas Tainus, those Yom Tov carried Isser on the day before as well. The day prior is Usser as well. The Yom Tov of Derais, interestingly enough, the Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, Yom Tov, those, because they're so chamer, because they don't need protection, so to speak, because people are going to be makbar on those not to fast, not to have tainus anyway, they didn't need protection of the day before. So therefore, they were masakin from Rosh Chodesh and on, is already the Yom Tov of celebrating, being the Stukim, the Gav of the Tamid, was the celebration of the Tamid, in order that Erev Rosh Chodesh, the day before, the last day of Adar, also should be a day of not fasting, a day of no hesped. Right? That was the Gemara. That's what we ended up with. We asked the Kasha, so we had a bomb Kasha on that. The Lechaira, the whole logic why you don't have to have a day before by Rosh Chodesh, by Shabbos, by Yom Tov, is because people are going to be careful regardless. People will be careful not to fast, not to have a spedim on a Shabbos and not to have a Rosh Chodesh. So if it doesn't need the protection, then Vayter, what's the point? The whole point of the day before is always as a protective measure for the rabbinic days. But if this day anyway has doesn't need protection, so you write there, why did you make the gezeira on Rosh Chodesh? That was the question we asked yesterday, bomb question, the Achronim asked, Yeshua's Chasamas, Achronim asked bomb question. So we offered a teretz that Rabbi Leon Yudari offered in the morning shiur. We said that it's a light plug, and he's Bechavet of Yeshua, that there's a concept of Lechil Chacham Etakantam. There's a light plug, so wherever the days of the Rabbanan's Yom Tov apply, there will be a day before as well. So, why? Even though here it's not necessary, it's a light plug. So therefore, the nafkamina of starting on the proper day, on the first day of the month, which is when the celebration really did start, is because it does create that the day before is usher, even though it was necessary, it's a light plug, that would be the logic. So asked Rabbi Yehuda from the night daf, you would ask very stark. I don't have an answer. I think it's a stark on the Pei Yeshua. That's all great in the context of needing to make a gzera. So even if the requirement isn't always there, Leit Plug tells us you do the gzera with all the rules, regardless, even if the logic wasn't fully there. Over here, there was no need. They always could have started the takana from day two. They could have started the takana from day two in the first place, and they wouldn't have to come out to Leit Plug. Why make it from day one? Rosh Chodesh existed before the Chamim made this takana. So why start from day one and have to come out to Leit Plug? Start from day two and don't need Leit Plug. I think it's very shtakara on the Pei Yeshua. So Sfas Emes, we promised that we would bring another teretz yesterday. So Fas Emes has a different teretz. Fas Emes has almost like a opposite gang, that we're neglecting to realize that part of it is we're supposed to be celebrating the first day of the month as a day of the Tamid as well. We have two separate simchas.
Yeah, it's
So then the kasha will start.
The original question is not
a exactly. It's not like, exactly. Oh, so very good. So that's Svasembe's answer. Very good. So Svasembe says exactly that. That since we were scared that if you have Rosh Chodesh that overlaps with a Yom Tov Derabanan, you can only focus on Rosh Chodesh because Taket so Chomer, we know, we said all the miles of it before, it's a Deraisa Mochomer. So Adarabba, they specifically made the Takana from the first day of the month, which is going to require on a rabbinic level the day before, that people should be mindful that that day Rosh Chodesh is not just Rosh Chodesh. We're also celebrating the celebration of the Tamid. That's why they made such a Takana. The only problem with this Vasem as a terrorist is it's so good, in my opinion, it's such a Kishmaka simple Vark. That the Gemara is going to have questions coming up in the next stop, in the Samad, coming up, where this Emes Svar is so good that it almost takes away the Mar's Kasha, and we'll point that when we get up to it. Let's sit tight. You'll see. It's going to be exactly what, along the lines of what you're thinking. Says the Gemara, Amamar, Mitamni Bey Atzef Maeda, from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach, it's Chagin Shvur Lila Mispid. It was settled that the Chavim count Shavuos the way we count it, which is the second day of Pesach when we count the Omer, and therefore those are days they can't have Hesped and certainly not fast. Lamei Atzeif Mayid, why do you need having those times all the way to end the Pesach? Lamei Ad Mayid, let it be till Mayid, till Pesach, because Mayid Gufei Yantav Vasser. Mayid itself is a Yantav Vasser. Pesach is anyway Asser. Again, beautiful, beautiful Taina of the Vasemes, but almost a Shver. If they decide they want to celebrate it over those 16, less than 16 days, it's about 16 days, about 15, 16, those two weeks and change, from day 8 to day 16. Why they want to overlap Pesach? Question why the Chum wanted to do that. But once they want to do that, what's the Gemara's question? Why did they establish until the end of Pesach? That's the days you're celebrating. It's really, again, it's the Gemara's Kasha, almost the Shasemis is so good. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Okay. The Gemara wants to know, what's the point of overlapping with Pesach? Anyway, you can't have Hesped. Anyway, you can't fast. Amar Papa Kedam Rav. Like Rav said, what we just quoted from yesterday's Gemara, top of Yitzchak Ben Aleph, El Aser Yom Shelfanav. Just like we had in yesterday's daf, we said that the purpose of making from Rosh Chodesh was to Aser Erev Rosh Chodesh. That's the benefit that you get from making the celebration of the Tamid, including Rosh Chodesh. Hacharami Lenitzcha El Aser Yom Shelachav. Here too, by including it through Pesach, you get Isur Chag. Otherwise, you wouldn't have Isur Chag. Now you have Isur Chag, which is interesting because the Gemara in Sukkah, I believe it's daf Mem Hei Ben Aleph, the Gemara in Sukkah darshins. And there's a mitzvah to eat and drink on the day after Yom Tov. It's considered as if one built a mizbeach. He was building a mizbeach and he brought a carpet on it. What's it based on? The famous pasuk, Isur Chag Bavayisim HaKarnas HaMizbeach. Based on that pasuk, we say it's as if one who eats an extra meal the day after Yom Tov built a mizbeach and brought a carpet on it. So it seems like there's a beautiful mitzvah. It only seems like it. It's born in the Ramah. It's born in the Maisa. Halach LaMaisa. This Gemara is born in the Maisa. And there's a mitzvah to have a suda on a mitzvah to be marbe in Achir Shtia on the day after Yom Tov. So it's interesting that Agamar is saying, if not for the takada of the Megillus Titus, we would say that the day after wouldn't have any status, and now it has status. Lamaisa, there is a simple answer, and that is the Magen Avraham over there, by the same halacha that Rambam brings for the Beis Yosef, that even though there's a mitzvah to be marba achil and shtia, but the fast would not be aser. Fasting in Isur Chag in and of itself is takan on aser. So it's an interesting day. There's a mitzvah to eat, if one so chooses, to adapt the mitzvah, but there's no prohibition to fast. Oh, now it's very geshmak. So according to that, Megillus Titus is teaching us that is the fast. The fact that now by Pesach, the Yom Tov of celebrating the fact that the Chum won the argument with the Stukim about the Shavuos, that was caused for celebration through Pesach, which garners also Isru Chag now as it is Usher, that it's Usher to fast. Okay, come on. All these answers that we're saying, the Papa in particular, that we just said, is going Kerabesi, Dabar Ben Lefon Ben Lacham. The first answer was that the Megillus Titus applies Befanav as well, the day before. This answer from Papa is only going to Rabbi Yossi, and that even Rabbi Meir subscribed to. Rabbi Yossi was even more stringent, so to speak, or more lenient, however you want to view it. Rabbi Yossi says that the Dinim of Megillus Titus apply, that you're not allowed to fast, you're not allowed to have Hesped even the day after. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, one second. If you're focusing on the day after, this the whole daf today is really going to focus on Megillus Titus and a lot of days that we may not be aware of that have Yom Tovim in Megillus Titus. Not the full list, but many, many of the days are going to come up. Yahri, Besim Tishanami, the 29th of Adar, which we says of Adar, is what we gain by having the Tamid be celebrated, the Simchas of Tamid, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, gains for you the last day of Adar as a Yom Tov as well. Well, guess what? It already existed. You know why? What's the benefit that it's the day before the celebration of the Tamid? It's the day after day 28, which is another day of Megillus Titus. Day 28 of Adar was also a celebration. What's the celebration? The time you looked at the Brisa in Megillus Titus, Besim Tam Nebei in the 28th of Adar, Achas Besurot the Tam Yudah, this should be Chazara for everyone in the daf, who at least was with us in Rosh Hashanah, exactly one Masechet ago, daf Yotes. So roughly a month ago, maybe a drop more than a month ago, we had this whole Shach V'taya on daf Yotes in Rosh Hashanah. What happened? A great pesura for the Yidden on the 20th of Adar. Le'idim in the Raisa, that they would not have to refrain from learning Torah. Shapamachas nigs exer al Yisrael shall ask b'Torah. They once was exer in Klal Yisrael that they shouldn't be Isaac in Torah. Shleim lo b'neim, they shouldn't be Smilah shechal Shabbos, and they have to be Chal Shabbos. They can't keep Shabbos. Why those three? We pointed out in the past. Those three, Rashi explains that these three are what separates Yidden from the rest of the world, from Goyim. Torah for Shneitzach is Torah, and Shabbos and Milah are bris, and they're the ice. Not just talking about ice, also the bris, the treaty between Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. They separate Klal Yisrael from the rest of the world. Furthermore, the Emek Bracha says these three mitzvahs are the only three mitzvahs on a deraisa level that are applicable to children. There's a chi for the father to stop the children from doing malacha, right? The dinam of mila you do to a child. Torah, the mitzvah, even from a young child, right? You teach a young child to Torah already. So even if we hold, and that's pashas the way most Rishonim go, ultimately, that chinuch is not necessarily the chi of deraisa. Chinuch is, but the arsameach we brought down in the chumash, recent pashas in Brachos, and I think Ba'avram Avinu, we brought down clear diukim in the psukim that sound like there is a chi of chinuch mid deraisa, and the other Rishonim that agree. But for the most part, I believe that we say chinuch is not deraisa. Either way, these three for sure are brought down even by Katana. That's how integra they are. Okay, so the edict from the government was, for the Roman government, they can't learn Torah, can't do Bris Milah, can't keep Shabbos. What do they do? Masi, the Ben Shemua v'Chavir, what do you do? Ben Shemua v'Chavir, do Halchum v'Itzel, Halchum v'Natlu Itzel, Itzel, v'Matzunusa, Achas Kogne, Rabbi Matzunetzla. They went to one of these noblemen, women of Rome, that all the fancy people of Rome were Matzui, they used to hang out by her. So she had a pulse of the political spectrum of all the noble people of Rome. Armalem, she said, I'll give you advice. Imdu, remember we were credulous when we learned this Barshana, how this worked, and we're still credulous there. I'm still credulous, please. Imdu, if you Laila, go out at night and make a public protest. Nighttime is when the sound will be heard more. It'll be more noticeable. Also, if you Laila, so the attack went out, they made a Hafkana, the original Hafkana, they made an original protest. They went by night. Armalem, they said, Ishamayim. Are we not brothers? This Rome, are we not brothers of the same father? You're from Esav, we're from Yaakov. We're both from Yitzhak. Are we not from one mother, Rivka? Why are we different than the other nation? For us, you make evil decrees. And the Romans heard this demonstration, and they abolished the decrees. It worked. And that day, 25th, they made a Yomtev. Back to the question. So if the 28th was Yom Div, and we're going to Shitzu Beisi, obviously, because we're saying that the day after Pesach was included, because it's after it's the day after the last day of celebrating for the Shavuos Yom Div. So it comes out that the day after the 28th is Yom Div, 29th would also be Yom Div automatically. Now Yom Div would also be Asur Hespertitis automatically. So what did we need? Rish Chaydash Nisan, if you already have the 28th of Adar, Shtakataina, Amar Abaye, Le'nitzcha El Chaydash Mubar. You need for Chaydash Mubar, very simple. What if you have a 30-day month? 28, the following day is 29. You still have a 30th day. 30th day is the day before Nisan. So you need for Chesh Mubar every month of Adar. Simple answer. Rav Ashi Amar, we're going to have three answers altogether. Here's answer number two. Rav Ashi Amar, Afi Tei Mechad Chesh, no, you're talking about a 29-day month. Kol Shal Achav Atayinus Aser Behesped Mutter. Any day that is Aser, any day that the day after is Aser, it's going to be Aser in Tainus, but in Hespit, it would be Mutter. So Hesper would have been Mutter on the 29th if it was just coming on the heels of being the day following the 28th. However, Zehel Mutter Beishtei Yom Tovim, now that we've established that Rosh Chodesh is the day of celebrating the Tumid, 28th of Adar is the day of celebrating the Bittul Gzeira of the Romans, so now the 29th is surrounded, therefore it's going to be Usher both in Tainus and even in Hesper. Zehel Mutter Beishtei Yom Tovim, Asuk Yom Tovim, it becomes like its own Yom Tovim, it gets uplifted up Madrega, Vafilu Hesper Ami Usher. It's Usher, not Stam and Tainus, it's Usher even in Hesper. That's Rabash's answer. So again, answer number one, Abaya was, talking about 30-day month. Answer number two is no, the difference between being sandwiched between two Yom Tovim, as opposed to being just the day after would be Usher and Tainus, not in Hesper, being sandwiched gives it the answer even in Hesper. Now, the Gemara is not going to immediately attack answer number three. We're going to have analyze the next part of the Braisa, and through analyze the next part of the Braisa, we'll say Yisayid, which will end up being a third answer to the original question. Oh, my God. For the 8th of Nisan, until the Pesach is when the Shavuos Yom Tov was settled, that you count from the second day of Pesach, not from Machos Shabbos, not from literally the Sunday. And therefore, they celebrated Yom Tov from the 8th till after Pesach. Lovely, maybe Matam Nebe. What about, when is the 8th day? We pointed this out before when we went over the Cheshbon. The 8th is overlap. Lame Matisha Be, start from the 9th. Again, all these questions are in Shver, according to Sasemis, right? It's almost Shver in the Sasemis. Utamdi Gufe Usur. The eighth day is already Usur. Davo Yomi Takabe Tabida. The eighth day is already Usur because it's the day that the Tamid was established. So Lechaira, you don't need the fact of the Shavuos being established. Kiva the Ilu Mikla Milsa. So here's the biggest side, and this changes everything. Kiva the Ilu Mikla Milsa, who bought Lim Lashiva, since something can happen, Chalila. Something negative, essentially. We made these days Yom Tovim, but if something negative happens, not that we expect or anticipate negativity, but if something negative happens, we would be vatal these days. We will find an exact case like this on Amud Beis. An exact case of certain Yomim that were considered Yom Tovim in Megillas Tainis that were abolished because of Tzaras that happened on those same days. So since if the 7 days of Tamid were Nispata, for whatever reason, Tamid Gufei Aser, the eighth day was to remain Aser, because Tavli Yaima Kamid, the Tayseh Bei Chag, the Shvuya. It's relevant for that. It's relevant by having an overlap. It's because we want to make sure that every day we know exactly what Yantav is relevant that day, because in case the one reason's gone, the other reason still may be applicable. In case one loses status, let's say the Tamid celebration, for whatever reason, let's say something terrible happens related to Tamid, and they get rid of that Yantav, you still have, from day 8 on, you only lose the first 7 days, day 8 on will still have the status of this quasi, of this Yantav in Megillas Tainis. Once you have this answer, it's beautiful. Back to our question from before, we asked, why did you need the 29th? Why did you need Rosh Chodesh to also be the Tamid? In order to gather the 29th day, you have the 29th day on the heels of the 28th day. The answer is, in case one of them is batal, Hash Aslachi, this is the third answer that Kasha before, Esavetishanami, 29th day of Adar also, Kivadi Lamikla, Milsa, since something happens, that Ubatlin Lassu Tamne, and we lost the 29th day, as being its own Yantiv, as being Erev, as being part of the day following, it's really the 28th day, let's say for some reason the 28th day Yantav was batal, which was causing the 29th day. For that reason, we have another reason based on the day of Rosh Chodesh, which is the day of the salvation of the Tamid. Okay, now we get to Halacha Maisa. So just a quick chazara of Halacha. The Gemara is going to bring Psak from Rav and Shmuel, and then we'll tweak what Shmuel actually passes like. But it's Psak based on the Mechlekes in our Mishnah, at least. In our Mishnah, we had Rav Meir and Rav Basi argued. Rav Meir was always one step less restrictive. I'm going to restrictive, meaning not allowing fasting, and not allowing Hesped, I'm going that a restriction. I think it's just that's the context. So we're saying it's Usher to be fast, Usher to have Hesped. So Rav Meir was less restrictive. He was more lenient in that Rav Meir held that on a day when Hesped is Usher only, on a day when Hesped is Usher, it extends to the day before, not the day after. And Rav Basi holds it extends to both the day before and the day after. And a day when only fasting was Usher, Hesped wasn't Usher, then Rav Meir says nothing's Usher, not the day before, not after, and even Rav Basi agrees only before, not after. So Rav Basi is always only one by drawing up from Rav Meir, seemingly. Let's see. Itmar, Rav Chiya Bar Assi Amar Rav, Rav Chiya Bar Assi said the name of Rav, Halacha Rav Basi, Halacha is like Rav Basi, more l'chumra, that when it's Usher, even Hesped, day before, day after, both Usher. When it's Usher Titus, day before is Usher, not the day after. Shmuel Amar Halacha Rav Meir, Halacha Rav Meir, which is more lenient, which is when it's only Usher in Titus, nothing's Usher, not before or after. And when it's Usher Hesped, day before is Usher, but not the day after. So Shmuel is being more lenient than Rav. In fact, Rav Yamash Malachi, the Shmuel say this, Vatan, you learned that Rav Yamash Malachi, Matam le behind behind shtei pamim. It says behind behind. If you remember when we quoted the Megillas Tainis, we said it says the word behind multiple times. It says these are days ilan gaiba lelasada behind or muktzasim lelamisa behind. It keeps repeating the word behind. Why say behind twice? It says the Gemara leimelcha shein asurim lufneim ulachreim. Sorry, shein asurim lufneim lachreim mutar. And those days are asur, but the days prior, days after are both mutar. Meaning. That's from Shimon Gamliel paskening that there's no Isser side before, side after. It doesn't make a chil between Hesped or Titus. It's mutter, no matter what. Day before, day after. V'yamar Shmuel, that's from Shimon Gamliel. It's Tana. He could argue a mayor, basically. Problem is, Rabbi Shmuel, look at Shimon Gamliel. Shmuel just passed like a mayor. He also passed like Shimon Gamliel. So we have a steer in Shmuel. Answers the Gemara. Shmuel wanted to go like the most lenient Tana. Meikar Savar, keep it like a Tana to Meikal. In our Mishnah, he had Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He took the more lenient one. Went to your mayor. Amar Lach Rameir. Since the Molin Tana was a mayor, he was passing a mayor. Keep the Shabbat of Shimon to make his way. Once he found Shimon, he was making more than a mayor. Amar Lach Rameir Gamil, he switched and said, Halach is like Rab Shimon Ben Gamil. Bechena Rabali, Amar Rabchir Abba, Amar Bechanan. It's also said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Halach Rabbi Yisi, that's the Chabra, Halach Rabbi Yisi, Amar Rabchir Labali, Asbel, I'll explain to you, Kiyam Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yisi, Adloy Lasana. When I said Lachasik Abesi, I meant Legabe only with regard to the days that you're not allowed to fast on. Days not allowed to fast, it applies even the day before, not even about the day after, even Abesi agrees, but even the day before. But Legabe Hesped, the fact that it should apply after, maybe in that we don't necessarily follow even Rabbi Yechon maybe agrees that we don't follow Rabbi Yossi. Frek the Gemara. Umi Amar Rabbi Yechon Achi. Does Rabbi Yechon hold that you follow Rabbi Yossi even in the case of fasting? Not we're not asking on Rabbi Chia's qualification in the overall psak. Bali said to said in the name of Rabbi Chia Baraba in the name of Rabbi Yechon halachas like Rabbi Yossi. We're asking on that first statement. The qualification doesn't play a role as I understand it. The question is, you say Rabbi Yechon holds like Rabbi Yossi, but we see he's Mekel. Remember Rabbi Yechon halachas Stam Mishnah. Sorry, we have a cloud of Rabbi Yechon pasuk Stam Mishnah, and the Stam Mishnah is Mekel. We now have Mishnah Megillah. There's a nice prelude to what's going to come up in just a couple weeks from now. It's Mamash the first couple of Megillah. Halach is Megillah's read Yomtiv in the walled cities on the 15th of Adar, on the unwalled cities in the 14th of Adar, and the Megillah of course is read on those days. But the first Mishnah Mesach says, if you need to read it earlier for whatever reason, you don't know if someone's Bakur in your city, you're traveling, you're able to go to the places where there's Bakura, you can read it on the Monday and Thursdays, you can read it on day 11, day 12, or day 13 of Adar. Okay. Utnam. We learned the Mishnah, and Megillah's Mishnah is Adav Hey. This is already a couple of about later. Afalpi, Mishnah, I quoted a minute ago, was Daf Beis. Afalpi, Sha'amu, Makdim, Lamachrin. Even though we had said in the first Mishnah, Makdim, Lamachrin, we had said Mishnah, Daf Beis, Makdim, Lamachrin, you're allowed to go earlier from Tesvav and Yadalad, go earlier to 13, 12, and 11. But you can't go later. You can never lane after Tesvav. Laning on the 16th is not an option. Okay, Taf Daf Beis. Mutar, Hespertitis. Those days that you're laning earlier, Mutar, Hespertitis. Even though you're allowed to lane the Megillah on the earlier days, they're still permitted in Hespatitis. We don't say those days become usher in Hespatitis just by virtue of the fact that they're days that are fit for Megillah reading. Amos. Now, which earlier days is the Mishnah referring to? If we're talking about people in the city in the 15th, people that belong in the 15th, let's say walled cities, and the lading on the 14th. It's interesting. Rashi gives a whole scenario why they'd be late on the 14th, because Yahalach Lekfar, Fikari Imam, the Pruz, Ben Yaimu, Nikra Pruz, because he's traveling. The Mepharshim says, why don't you just say the case is the 15th on Shabbos? It's not going to be on Shabbos. The halach is, you go the day before, you have the 15th, the people of the 15th lame with the 14th. Okay, Kasha, why Rashi didn't pick the more simple case? But either way, the Gemara is asking, if the scenario was that the day of the 15th was pushed to the 14th, of course you can't fast at FS. People saying, even though you can read Megillah that day, you still allowed to fast. Even though you're reading Megillah, you still can fast and you can still have Hespid. Why? It's not true. You can't. We'll be Shari. It says in Megillah itself very clearly, by the 14th and 15th of Adar, those are the days of Purim. So the Mispohain, one cannot have Hespid, and certainly not one cannot fast. So those days are Asav Amarava. It didn't mean the people of the 14th and 14th and the people of the 15th and 15th. It means for both. The people of Shushan, right, world cities, they're Asur, Yishlayim, they're Asur, even the 14th. And vice versa, people out of Yishlayim, out of world cities, they're Asur in the 15th. So it can't be that you're able to have Titus and Hespin for the people of the 15th, when they're laning on the 14th, because they can't. They can't have Titus Hespin no matter what. Bel on the 14th. Ela b'nei Abrasar, v'kor kerlim t'asar. Ela b'nei, we're talking about people of the 14th, people of the villages, who generally would be reading it on the 14th, on world cities, and the cases where they're reading on the 13th. But guess what? 13th, you tell me, if you read it then, it's not going to be Aser and Titus and Hespid. It's not true. It is Aser and Titus and Hespid for a different reason. Yom Nikner, introduction to a new Yom Tiv Drabanan. It's Yom Nikner. This is not to be confused with Shire Nikner. This is a Nikner was a bad guy, actually very related to Hanukkah. We're both Hanukkah. Very late to Hanukkah. The story took place, but the Chashmonaim we will see in a couple of lines. Yom Nikner, so it was the celebration of Nikner. You can't have, because of that Yom Tiv, you can't have fast or has paid them anyway. Elamite Abbasar, Vikar Le Petrazer, Elamite the people of the 14th, and they're reading on the 12th, another Yom Tiv, Yom Tiranisu. Gemara's going to explain what that Yom Tiv is as well, shortly. Elalav, Vikar Le Bechatzar, must be the people of the 14th, and they're reading on the 11th, Vikatani Mutter Hespatinus. And it says it's Mutter in Hespatinus. But think for a second, the 11th is still the day before Yom Tiranisu. The 11th is the day before the 12th. And the day before the 12th day, the day of the 12th, was a Yom Tiv, Megillas Titus Drabanan. If you have a stop Mishnah saying that you're allowed to have Hespin and Titus on the 11th, that means it subscribes not to Rabbi Yossi, it subscribes to either a mayor or probably more likely to Rabbi Shmuel Wiel, who's saying that we're not makpid Hespin and Titus, either Hespin and Titus the day before a day of Yom Tiv, and therefore the 11th is permissible. How could Rabbi Yechon pass like Rabbi Yossi if he passed like stop Mishnah, and stop Mishnah clearly is not going like Rabbi Yossi? Answers the Gemara Lai. B'nai Abbas of the Betracer is talking about the B'nai Abbas of the people of the 14th. I was supposed to lay on the 14th and the lady on the 12th. Ah, you asked, the 12th was Yom Tiranis? It was uprooted. We referenced this idea before. Dukamid Yom Tiranis who? Yom Tiranis Kufa Batu Badlil. The day itself, the 12th, which was Yom Tiv, was uprooted. Because the terrible tragedy happened. Hel v'nergabay, Shmaya v'achia achiv. Shmaya and his brother, Achia, which the Messiah Shah says that they were from Lud, they were killed on that day. The Rashi says, we're not quite sure what the story with them was, what the story around them was, but they were Hasidim. They're very pious people, they're Hasidim, and Rashi says that they're not, Rashi reflects that they're not a specific story that one may think they are. It's a different story, but the bottom line is, we're not sure exactly what the story was, but they were killed on that day, and since they were killed on that day, it was a tragedy, so it uprooted the status of Yom Tiranis being emptive. There was a time period that Reb Nachman made a gzeira to fast, actually, on the 12th of Adar, and the Chabad said, what are you doing? How can you make a gzeira to fast? It's Yom Tiranis. And he responded, since Yom Tiranis, Yom Tov was uprooted because Shemaya and Achia were killed on that day, therefore you're not able to make a fast. Okay, so now, the simple answer to Mar saying is, that Mishnah is not necessarily going, not like Rabbi Yossi. The Mishnah was saying that people of the 14th are allowed to lane on the 12th, and even when they lane on the 12th, they're not going to be usher and hesped and tainus. Why? Because the 12th is taka no longer yomtiv. The 12th was uprooted. What's the avis kasha? The 12th is still the day before the 13th, and if you go like Rabbi Yossi, the day before a day of yomtiv is still going to be usher, and the 13th was still the yomtiv of Nikaner. Says the Gemara, Chab Teretz, Amar Vashi, Hashtiyu Gufei Batlu, Mishim Yom Nikaner, 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 Nikaner. That we're not going to say. Once the day itself was Batlu, meaning it used to be a yomtiv of Tirinus, it got uprooted, the yomtiv of Tirinus, because a tragedy happened on the day. If a tragedy happened on that day itself, and it was uprooted, it doesn't make sense that it's going to still have status of not fasting and not being hesped them, off the next day. You want to say if there's a yomtiv seba for that same day we had before, they could have something uprooted for that day. But if there's another reason for yomtiv on that day, maybe. But else the next day, when it was uprooted for that day itself, that would be a scenario, that would be an exception to the rule, where even according to Basi, the day before will not have status. Okay. Now, my Nikaner or my Tirana. So we had no kasha on Rabbi Yochanan for the Stamisha, because Stamisha could theoretically fit like Rabbi Yossi. My Nikaner or my Tirana. What is the Yomtiv of Nikaner, and what is the Yomtiv of Tirana? Itanya, Nikaner, this is Mamish and Yana Diyami. You can't get more timely than this. Echad me'apriche Yevanim haya. Nikaner was a Greek officer. He used to wave his hand to Yerushalayim. Aymer, Amos, I tippled beyond the Amisrana. When am I? Is it going to fall to my hands? I'm going to be able to trample it. Ukshigar Machas Beis Chashmonai V'Nitzchum. The Beis Chashmonai was successful, and they defeated the Yevanim. Katsu Bainus Yadavagel. They cut off the big toe and the thumbs of this. Nikanar, the Talmud Shari Shalim, they hung by the gates of Shalim. I really said, Pashayim and Dabra Gaiva. His mouth spoke just Gaiva. If you dime Shayim and Ephes and Shalim, waving his hands against the destruction of Shalim, Tasimam Nakama, such should be the revenge for this mouth, for these hands. So that was Yomtiv. The fact that he was tormenting them and waiting for the day to destroy, and Klal Yisrael ended up winning. We know that's the celebration we're in the middle of right now, Chanukah. So therefore, that was the day of Yomtiv that was established on the 13th of Adar. That's when they decided to celebrate this Yom Nikaner. My Tyrannus was Tyrannus? Amru. Kishbikish Tyrannus, I guess, Lonus, Papis, Achiv, Belutkia. When Tyrannus was about to kill Lonus, Papis, Achiv, his brother, Elutkia. What's this also like? Love the story. This Lutkia sounds like simple places. What was the story? The story over here was, this we have a Messiah Rashi says, the story was that there was a dead girl that was found. There was a dead girl that was found, the daughter of one of the officers of the government. And the, They blamed, of course, they blamed the crime on the Yidden, and they were going to wipe out all the whole group of Yidden because no one was admitting to this crime. So Lunas and Papis, Rashi says, before he called Shemaya and Achia Chasidim, here he calls Lunas and Papis Sadiq and Gemurim. That's the Gemurim. They came up and admitted fault, admitted murder to a crime they didn't commit. They admitted murder because like this, they'd be the Karbanas and everyone else would be saved. So when he's about to kill them, it's interesting, I just told them right now, I'm not sure where they both had to go. Maybe it wouldn't have been believable if it was just one of them. I'm not sure. Amalam. Ime amai shalchanayim shavazayatim. So the officer said to them, to Yannis, Harasha said, that if you're from Chanayim Shavazayas nation, Yavalekechem Yatzal Chamiyadi, let your God come and save you from me. Kedar Shetzal Chanayim Shavazayim Miyad Vechatzer. Just like Chanayim Shavazayim was saved from the fiery, right, from the fiery Kivshin, so you too should be saved. Amalai, Chanayim Shavazayas taking Murayu. Ah, Nagashmakadik, I just came up with. Chanaim shows I would stinking murim, were really last lam days. They would stinking murim befitting of an ace. Notice Lushan. They would stinking murim. What did Rashi say about Lunius and Papas? Rashi has three words. Sadiq Gumurim Hayu. That's the Gemurim. Rashi saying, don't make the mistake. Just because they're deflecting and saying, Chananim Shavazai was stinking Gemurim, but we're not. That's what they're about to say. They're telling Tyrannus, you want to see an ace of Chananim Shavazai? They would stinking Gemurim. We're not. Says Rashi, Dagonish. They also were to think Gemurim. Lunas and Papyrus. The fact that there wasn't an ace, I think it's a beautiful diak in Rashi. It's not just punk that Rashi used the same exact words. Okay, says the Gemara, Amai, Chanavi Shamsari, it's the Gemara Yu. Fruit Hay last in the mace, and they were fit to be Zaycha to an ace. And Nebuchadnezzar was a befitting king. Befitting the nation happened through him, Vaisa Rush had you. But this Russia, referring to Tyrannus, you're garnished, you're headyet. And it's not even fit, it's not fit that a miracle should happen through you. Va'anu, so obviously that's not going to make him too happy. Va'anu's chayinu kali lamakam. And anyway, we're mechayiv misa regardless. If you don't kill us, our time is up. If you're not going to kill us, Hakadosh Baruch Hu has many other ways to get rid of us. Many bears, many lions. They'll come upon us. They'll attack us and kill us. You know why Hakadosh Baruch Hu is putting us in your hands? Because he's going to come back and collect. He's going to get revenge on you for spilling our blood. That's why he's letting it go through you, that you should be punished. Alpha Bikin, he wasn't a spell, and maybe he just was even upset. He wasn't a spell for the threat. That Kosh Baruch Hu take retribution. Hargam Yad, he killed him right away. And guess what happened? Amru, Lezaz Misham, no one moved from there. At Shabo, for the place that they just killed, Lulanius and Pappas, Sadikim, At Shabo, the Yofi Romi, the office of Rome came, Upatsas Mecha Begizun, and they smashed open Tyrannus' head with beams. Apparently, he had, because he was so preoccupied with his own coven and his own business over here, he had neglected the orders of the higher officers back in Rome, and there was a message sent out for him to be killed. He was killed on the spot. There's a big discussion. Lunas and Pappas gave up their life to save other people. Is one allowed to give up his life to save somebody else? Sounds very heroic, right? It's very heroic. It's a story. It's always through the game. He gave up his life to save someone else's life. Is that the halachic, forget about requirement, is that the halachic, is one allowed to? Is it, what's the halachic status? So Agamemnon would seem to say, you can't. That's what they did. Rambaishi has the truth about it. And this question becomes more relevant. Let's say we're talking about, forget about a non-risky procedure where donating something can help someone else's life. If it's not risky, and they call him a pligi, you do it, right? But let's say it involves some risk. It involves risk, but it could potentially save someone's life. So are you allowed to? So Rambaishi has a tshuva that one is not allowed to give up his life. He didn't say it didn't discuss risky life. Risk, you have to, it could be more specified shayla, but one is not allowed to give up his life for another person, even for a greater Talmud Chacham. He can't say, oh, he's a big Talmud Chacham, he's more important than Tzibur, let him live, and I'll go instead. Whereas, halachically, one's not allowed to do that. I'm not saying one's going to get punished, or it's an avera, but that's not one's din, that's not one's, we don't operate that one gives up his life for someone else's. In this case, over here, Ramesha says, it was a Tzolzer Rabin. There were many people here. There was a group of people that were going to be killed. So to give life for a group of people, okay, that's a different story. The Tshuva Yaliyahu argues and says that one could give up his life for a bigger Talmud Chacham. And the simple explanation of the story of here was, as great as Lulis and Pappas were, they were sitting in Murim, but they felt there were other Talmud Chacham that were greater than them amongst the people that were going to be wiped out, and therefore they gave up life, because, again, Tshuva Yaliyahu holds that one could give up his life in order to spare the life of a greater Talmud Chacham. Chazanish brings an additional svara into the mix. He goes to the Isaac Ramesha about the idea of Tzolz Rabim is different. Then he brings as far, which I can't say I fully comprehend, the mashal they bring, I didn't see this chazanish design, but the mashal they bring regarding this chazanish is, now let's say you have a train barreling down the tracks. So chalila, there's a bunch of people tied down to the tracks that the train's going to just go right through them. And if you divert the train, there's one person on the other track. So you have to divert the train to go to the other person. It's, if you divert it, one person's going to die. If you leave it straight, 10 people are going to die. Do you divert it or not? Straight is Shavat Haisa, so to speak. Diverting it's Kumbase. He says, Avadi would divert it. Why? Why? Because diverting it, we don't view it as an act of killing that guy, I know we're not. You view it as an act, it's an act of saving 10 people. You have to look at it inside the big picture. We see a saving of 10 people. We don't just see a killing of one person, we see a saving of 10 people. And when that's, again, I'm not sure how we have the right to arrive at that over this, but since we view it as an act of Atzala, therefore it's okay. And same idea with Pavir, same exact logic with Puppis and Lulanis and Papias, same idea, not just Atzos Rabim Shiny, I mean, it could be just an explanation in it. Atzos Rabim is that we don't see it even as an act of them killing themselves, we see that as an act of them saving the rest of the world. It happens to be, Ayidei, they end up killing themselves. Okay, I'm not sure I quite grasped the whole idea, I'm just repeating at least the words. Okay, next Gemara is the Perek, says the Gemara, Ein Geizun, this is Tainus Al Tzibur, Betchila, Bechamishi, Ein Geizun, Betainus Parashat Chodesh. We say don't make Gzeiros on a Thursday because it end up affecting the pricing of the market. And we don't make Gzeiros that will end up falling out where the three fasts, or the seven fasts, will end up on Chanukah, Purim, or Mishra Yiddish. But we said in the Mishnah, if it did start then you don't push away. You just continue. If you start the fast and ends up falling on one of those days, you continue. Come up, Schala. What's called Aschala? Ravach Amar, Ravasi, Ravach Amar, Shalish, Ravasi Amar, Achas. Ravach says, you're already a three fast into it, then you continue. Whereas Ravasi says, you're one fast into it, that's ready enough to continue and fast even on a Rosh Chodesh, Purim, and Chanukah. We did say in the Mishnah that we don't finish the fast. You fast, but you're not mashal the fast on those days. Amar Vida Rav, Zutavir Meir, Shamar Shamar Gumil. The two more lenient opinions about before, they say you don't fast, you're not mashing the fast on Rosh Chodesh, on Purim or Chanukah. Again, you're Misana and you're Mashlam. Darsh Masucha, Mishmei Darfuna. Halacha is Misana Mashlam. Hadlach said Zionist. One quick point, jump on top of Tesvus, and then it says, not Chanukah and Purim. The whole, when we say Halacha Misana Mashlam, it's going on what? Dafka on Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, if you're in the middle of a sequence of fast, you take and make the fast and you complete it. Chanukah Purim, there's no way that you make Simcha Mishnah, there's no way you complete the fast. Maybe you fast part of the day, which is the Sif Chodesh, but you don't complete the fast. So he says that the Gemara itself is not Samashma. So he says the Gemara does not mean to say that you complete the fast on Chanukah Purim. Even if you're in the middle of a set of fasts, you don't complete it. Pause over here, pick up tomorrow.